going through the mind right now being selected by the New York Rangers?
Tremendous excitement. New York's the greatest city in North America, and to get a chance to maybe play on their team, it's going to be such an honor.
Was this one of the teams that going into this morning you thought this could be an opportunity or could be a chance? Did you talk to them a whole lot?
I met with them at the combine, but I wasn't sure. A million people tell you a million different things, and it was well worth the wait.
How tough was it waiting through last night and into this morning?
I won't lie, it was tough. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time, just a million people are telling you something different, but being in New York, I couldn't be any happier.
You had some decisions to make about a year ago or so, deciding whether or not to jump to the OHL. I guess coming to the OHL, this is what you're looking for, and you got it.
Yeah, obviously, I thought it might be, I might boost myself up a bit, but I'm going to really show going to camp, come in fit, and perform well on the ice, and really make them happy with their pick.
Talk about your year in Kingston and as a rookie and making that next step. I mean, what parts of your game did you elevate from start to finish?
I think just getting more comfortable with the league and living away from home. It's my first time away from home, so just getting getting my routine back. My mom's out there yelling to me to eat my vegetables and go to bed. So I think after about the first couple weeks, I settled in and started getting my workout routine and my diet well. I think that's when things started to turn around for me. And I'm tremendously excited about the team next year. We should be a real good team.
Kingston's a little different than the Habs. What are you expecting for the transition?
I've been to New York once, and I have a good friend that lives there, but I'm real excited to go visit the city some more, and he'll be a lot of fun.
Your coach had a fairly lengthy NHL career. Did he give you any tips coming in about what to expect or how to prepare yourself for the draft?
He just said, take what comes to you, and wherever you go, make sure it doesn't matter where you go, just go into the camp and work as hard as you can, and I'm a real hard worker, and I'm going to do that.
Thanks a lot.
Did the Rangers let you know beforehand that they were going to be picking you, or did you not hear until your name got called?
I had no idea. I sitting through last night and today, I had real no idea what was going to happen. And getting picked by the Rangers, it was amazing, and it'll be a memory I'll never forget. And I'm real excited to move forward.
Awesome. Where'd you grow up?
Goodwood, Ontario. It's about 40 minutes outside of Toronto.
Okay, so going to Manhattan is going to be quite a big difference. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm tremendously excited for it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Great. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks.
Steve Zepay from Newsday. How are you? Welcome to New York. We're soon to be welcome to New York. Just let's talk about, how you felt leading up to this. Were you surprised?
It's definitely worth the wait to come to the city, and such a rich organization with so much history and amazing arena, and I'm really excited to get started.
Did they speak to you after the combine? Obviously, you talk to everybody at the combine, right?
No, I only spoke to them at the combine, but it was a good interview, and I had really no idea what would happen yesterday or today. So it's good to get know where I'm going now, and to be picked by the Rangers is amazing.
Describe your style of play for me. Compare it to somebody in the league now who you admire.
I really like players like Corey Perry, Mike Richards. I'm a real hard worker. I'm very good on face-offs. Defensively, I'm responsible. Offensively, I have the creativity to create opportunities, and I have the goal-scoring touch to put a lot in the net. So I'm real excited to come to training camp and hopefully really make them happy with their pick.
Did you have family here at all today, or a bunch of people? Or?
Yeah, I had a lot of family. A couple of my friends came down. So,
from home?
Yeah, from home. So I had about 15 people here. So it was real exciting having them here and sharing the moment with them. But it was a cool experience.